It's Sophia Franklin. You are listening to Sophia with an F.
Hey, Sleuth.
And the F is for phenomenal. This podcast is rated F.
I could sometimes be like, yeah. Like he's so, he's so calm. Like he's like, there she goes again. Sometimes I would be, you know, just like, come give me something.
Yeah.
And he does not entertain it.
Which is so great because you're not going to stop doing that. I'm sorry, but like you're not.
And he's just so unbothered. He's so unbothered.
That is the type of man that I need to be with.
Yeah.
Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town, and we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud.
Oh my God. It's like, I know, but I need to stop. I'm going to like get on Nicra. You know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to start this podcast like an adult with this international bombshell I have sitting next to me, Zara Larsson.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for coming and joining me. Zara's album Venus is dropping tomorrow, February 9th.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you.
Good vibes.
Yeah, great vibes. She's been interviewing me. Zara, I have so many questions for you.
I'm excited.
Your new single, You Love Who You Love.
Yeah.
Was there a certain relationship that song is influenced by, would you say?
Yes.
One particular person. Because I know it came out during Pride. Have you talked about this particular person?
No.
Okay.
And I actually wrote the song because I spoke to one of my good friends, and she is in this relationship where I just feel like what are you doing? Like, you deserve someone so much better because you are beautiful, you are gorgeous, you are generous, you are talented, you are like all these amazing things. And you're with this guy who are just the complete opposite of that. And you don't see that? Like, right. You don't see that?
Which is so common.
So common. And I've definitely been in that position where I've had friends tell me the exact same thing of like, hello, you know,
we
just
up.
Keep going back to your ex, back and forth. They treat you like trash. And you're like, but I love him. Like, I just love him. So the title was inspired by, it was Pride Week in Sweden, in Stockholm. And Kian, who was one of the guys in the producing duo Mother who did the song, was kind of like, we should just make a song about, you know, like loving whoever you want to love. And me and Emenike also wrote, we were like,
did he take a Benadryl before he said that?
We were like, that's cute, but maybe let's make a twist. Because, you know, everybody who knows, I think, of course, you can love whoever you love. But it's more interesting to see it from a perspective of like, okay, you say you just love who you love, even though you shouldn't love that person. Because, I don't know, that to me was just like a more fun story than like, you could love whoever you love, you know?
Right. So the story is like, and you can absolutely correct me, is intellectually knowing you're loving the wrong person and not doing anything about it. Is that...
Basically.
Yeah. Are you saying it's just, why do so many of us love who we should not?
Yeah. And it's like, you know, like I said, when I've been in that situation, in that position of being with someone who I know deep down is not really good for me, I still find myself like going back to that person.
Why do you think and you do that?
I think it's some sort of, I think you're addicted to the feeling when you make up, you know, it's like really bad.
That's
and
a big
then
one.
You get over that hill and it's like, ah.
Ecstasy.
We made it. Like, we're perfect. You are perfect. This is amazing. It's bliss. And then with that toxic person, it's only fun for that very short amount of time. And then you need that drama again just so you can make up.
That's such
and then
a
you
good
need,
point.
Like, and that's not a good relationship.
No.
It's not. But you say, oh, I just love. Like, I just love. I don't know what to do. And really... you do deserve someone a lot better.
Right. And I think people mistake friction and drama and fighting with chemistry, romance, like real love.
Definitely.
For whatever reason. And it's like, no that's right. just straight up toxic.
Yeah. And I'm still pretty young. Like, I haven't had that many relationships. I'm a very, like, long-term relationship type of girl. But in my previous relationships, compared to the one I'm in now, like, I remember when I first got together with my boyfriend that I'm with. We've been together for, like, 4 years. And... I was just waiting, like, because it's so good when it's good in the beginning. And I was just waiting for it to, like, come crashing down, like, collapsing. Yeah, and it was just to be this crazy, super dramatic, toxic thing. And it just kind of never happened. So I was just like, when
you're
going to kill me.
You're like, no.
Yeah, it felt so weird. And it took me a long time to realize, oh, you're good to me.
Yes.
And that it was like, this is nice.
Yes.
Because at first, it was just a bit like...
it's jarring. No, I've been in a healthy relationship. Not that I'm in a bad one now, but I remember my first healthy relationship being so confused and not used to it.
Totally.
And like, being like, there's something around the corner. Like, for sure. I'm just waiting.
Yeah, I know. It took me a long time to realize, oh... this is just what it could be. Like, just, like, nice. That's amazing. I never knew.
I know. And then, you know what? The great thing is you guys have been together for 4 years. So you looked at that and you thought, okay, this is healthy. I love this. This is amazing. Once you got over the hump of, like, bitch, what's going on? And then... you're still with that person and you're not craving, like, the craziness.
No. Now I really appreciate. No, I actually, you're right. Like, I do really appreciate the stability. And just knowing, even when I could sometimes be like, like, he's so so calm. Like, he's like, there she goes again. Like, I'm not even sometimes I would be, you know, just like, come give me something.
Yeah.
And he is not giving me. He does not entertain it,
which is so great because you're not going to stop doing that. I'm sorry, but you're not.
And he's just so unbothered. He's so unbothered.
That is the type of man that I need to be with.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it is what it is. Are you very public with him? I feel like you're not.
Not really. I mean, everybody knows. No. He's not a secret. My relationship isn't a secret, but I also feel like maybe it's a part of growing up,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it's a part of actually feeling like really secure in my relationships. Cause I feel like the people who post their partners all the time, I'm like, who are you trying to prove?
You're posting what you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
Your music is going to be number one. And all of these other things, you know, and I think there's just, I don't know, I find it to be a little bit weird too when I follow someone and it's like someone's trying to make a point that they're with this person over and over and over
again.
Yeah,
I'm like, are you trying to convince yourself? Or
yes. You're doing great marketing campaign, but not really at all. The entire album, which I got a little sneak peek when I got that email that was like confidential, cannot be shared. I was like, should I leak this? I'm totally kidding. That's actually not funny. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes, many times.
Okay, I shouldn't have made a joke.
But honestly, I apologize. I am, no, it's fine. I am so calm with that. I don't know. Like, some copyright person at Sony will take it down and then, like, it will be fine.
Right.
I don't care that much. I don't care about a lot of stuff.
Okay.
It's just,
I love that.
I take my music very seriously, but I also think, you know, I do everything I can to protect my music. But once it's out, it's like, oh, that sucks. Just take it down. You know, like, you do what you can. One of my best qualities is that I don't really dwell on a situation. It's just like, okay, this is what it is. How do we solve it? Okay, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And just
accepting things. Yeah. If they're beyond your control and you can't do anything, it's kind of like, I cannot believe you're 26. I'm 31. I just learned how to kind of do that 2 months ago. You were like wise beyond your years.
Oh, thanks.
So the album.
Yes.
I was listening to the album basically all day with Liz, my assistant, and there's like this overall theme of love.
Yes.
Whether that's love with yourself, with a partner, with your craft, like all the different variations of it. And I guess, I mean, I have a lot of questions about that, but has there ever been a point where you didn't believe in love?
No.
Never?
No. And I know, I'm super happy. And like you say, love can come in so many shapes and forms. But I know in myself, I love life. I really, truly do. I just see just life from very rose-colored lenses or how, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, rose-colored glasses.
And I know that I have love from so many places, but romantically, it's like I'm super happy in my relationship now. But if for whatever reason it would end in the future, I know that both of us would find love again. And after that, if we break up, I would find love again. And then I would find love again.
That's huge.
Yeah, I'm so not worried. Love will find me because I find love in so many things.
Right.
Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes. to help them look brighter, whiter, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and whiter with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That was,
yeah.
I swear to God, that was extremely profound.
Yeah.
Because people, me, I kind of walk around and I think my mom raised me with this mentality of like scarcity.
Mm.
Like there's not that many good men and not that many people you'll have chemistry with and blah, blah, blah. And you see it just so completely different.
Mm. I would probably think like opposite. I do think generally like in people's cores, they're good. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have chemistry with everyone and that's fine. But I do think there is something in every person. And this doesn't have to be like romantic love, but just meeting people that you can find like a lot of things in common with other people.
Yeah.
I just really like people. And I think you just see also what you focus on.
Mm-hmm.
If you, you know, go around. I just saw this video where a guy was like, okay, look at everything that's green in this room. And then like close your eyes and imagine it. And then look at everything that's red in this room. And then like close your eyes and imagine it. Like that is what you will see. And even when you're looking for that red, maybe you'll see like a shade of brown
right. That
could go for red. Or you would like try, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's like, it's confirmation bias. You
totally.
Will pick out the yes. things that like yeah. you believe or want to believe.
Yeah. And I just think life is so much more fun. Like
yes.
living that way.
Yes.
I do think so.
It absolutely yeah. is.
Yeah.
I want to.
But then I have sad days too. Like,
you do?
Yeah, like everyone, okay. of course. But in general, I definitely believe in love.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay, well, you know what? That's like very reassuring.
Yeah.
I believe in it. I think I just maybe have like a little bit of a wall up for whatever reason.
Mm.
But you seem very open. Have you always been just open like that? Like,
yeah.
welcome to receiving it.
Yeah, I think so.
That's
even
dope.
When I've been, you know, really hurt. And it was really hard to, like, get over one relationship in my life. But then when you get to that point, I don't know what it was for me. But just one day, I just woke up and I looked at him and I was like, ew. Really?
Yeah.
This, like, what? And then, no, what it was. And then I was just able to move on and, like, live my life. But
it didn't, like,
sometimes it's hard. But in general, yeah, you just, there's so much nice things out there.
There is so much love out there. Yeah. I feel it right now.
Yeah, yeah, you know?
Wow. Okay, well, I'm, like, ready to I'm ready to find my boyfriend. I'm ready. Like, Zara, you got me feeling.
Are you dating actively? Like, are you on apps? Are you like, how are
no,
you doing it?
No. Because I'm like shunned, banned, and was kicked off kind of like the biggest one in the States.
Why?
So it's like, it's actually, it's not that long of a story. Basically, me and my best friend, John, said that if people went and subscribed to my show, we would give them like a free friend pass to this, to the app.
Okay.
Which is very exclusive, right? This dating app. You get a yes.
Yeah.
Oh. I love how I'm talking to you like you're an alien. You're like, me trying to not say the name so they let me yeah. back on though. We're gonna bleep that shit out. No, I'm not.
Have you met anyone who was like a fun date on that app?
My ex.
Okay.
Of 4 years.
Wow. Okay.
But you know what's funny? I didn't meet him on the app. Mm-hmm. My mom was
swiping
through. Well, she was. Well, actually, she
is, which is insane. Like my mom, really, but not me. And she's not even in, like, she lives in Utah. She's not even in entertainment at all. Anyway.
Good for her.
But good for her. She took my phone. And it was like, you keep, she was like, you keep picking pieces of to date. So I'm going to go ahead and do this for you. And actually,
and she did a good job.
She did a great job. Job. Maybe maybe I should just like give her my phone and like get back on everything. How did you meet your man?
We were friends, friends to lovers, which is so cute because I'm usually like a fuck on the first date type of girl.
I'm like,
you just get to it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, no time to waste.
Is that a European?
Perhaps.
Because, I mean, my mom, I mean, my family, right? None of them are from the States, so I get a little taste of my dad's from New Zealand. Well, my stepdad. Long story there. And then my mom's from Argentina, and they're just New Zealand, I can't speak on.
Okay.
That's like a bunch of sheep. I don't know what they're doing there, per se. But even Argentina, much more liberal.
And
sexual.
It's just not really a big deal, I think. But then because we were in the same friend group for a long time, we weren't like close. But, you know, when we were hanging out, we were going out and it was like all our friends. And like it was just – he was just always good vibes.
Did you think he was hot?
I always thought he was beautiful.
Okay.
But never really thought more than that because I had a boyfriend and like – he's very respectful. Like, he's also a dancer. And dancers are funny because they're so – they can be really physical with you without it being, like, weird.
Okay.
But I think sometimes, you know, when I was single and we would go out and we'd be dancing and obviously he would, like, do all these, like, moves and I was like, chill, like, calm down. And he would be like – and I would find it very, like, oh, like, I can't stand like this close and just dance casually with you. Like, I feel like it's, like – to me, that's, like, a lot, you know? But I don't know how he felt, but dancers are just – that's just what they do in their work, like, every day.
I had an experience with that.
Yeah?
What the hell was his name? I have his number in my phone. Okay. But he was a dancer. He did like Dancing with the Stars, very hot.
Yeah.
And he left like a like an impact on me just in the 10 minutes I met him, you know?
So we were just friends and then we started hanging out like kind of in smaller, smaller groups. And then eventually it was just like me and him.
You're like, wait, it's was like, just you and I?
Yeah.
Should we date?
And then we took it so slow though, which was very cute. Very different from what I have previously done in my life. Just because, you know, it's because you're friends and you don't want it to get weird.
So it was by choice to kind of take it slow.
Yeah, I would say so.
You're like, we don't want to ruin the friendship if something happens. Yeah. I like that.
But then, you know, it was just really easy. Everything was smooth and nice. And I think that's what it's supposed to be like.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I think if there's drama.
Like in the beginning.
Within the first 2 months, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
That's got to go.
Yeah.
You agree?
That's supposed to be like, you're supposed to feel high.
Yes. Like that's the honeymoon phase.
Yes.
Well, and then there's a whole love bombing, which, like, we could get into. I don't know. So there's no drama.
Oh, I would fall for that so hard.
I do. It's fucked up because
I would be like, oh, of course, you're obsessed with me. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yes. Like, it's actually nothing really weird about that.
Thank you. Thank you. I understand love bombing is a thing. Okay. I don't want people to come for me. From where I'm sitting and what I've experienced, if a dude is not acting head over heels in love La La Land, then it's like he's not into me, you know?
Yeah, and that is actually something that I also, I think, like about myself when I look for love. If a guy is not acted, if he's not acting interested, like playing hard to get or like, if he acts like he doesn't care, I'm like, oh, but you don't care.
Thank you.
You know?
Yes.
Like, I'm not going to play this game.
Totally.
No.
Women do a lot of, and I'm sure men do too, but I think women specifically, mental gymnastics, trying to justify like, okay, well, I mean, it took him 3 days to respond. Right. He's busy. No, he's not. No, he's not.
He saw that text.
He could have responded
just like
to
you. You know, when you don't, when.
Actually, when it comes to me though, no. I was busy. So you can't hold it against me.
The double standard.
Okay. No, I'm kidding. It goes both ways.
Yeah.
I mean.
But I hear you though. Sometimes I don't actively like ignore people, but if there's something really, really important that I want to reply to, I'm going to reply to you.
Yeah.
You know? I probably have 500 unread text messages in my inbox, like right now. But if there's someone I'm interested in and they text me,
they're going to hear from you. Yeah. They're going to hear from you. I just get anxiety.
Yeah, same.
If someone texts me something, I put a lot of like care and effort mm-hmm. into responding mm-hmm. for some reason. Mm-hmm.
You make it a really big deal. Yeah. And then it turns into an even bigger deal when you haven't responded like mm-hmm. immediately. And then you overthink it even more.
We'll do a phone call.
Right.
We'll do a phone call eventually and just get this all, you know.
That's why voice notes is my favorite.
Yes.
Because you could also just send it away really quick. And if you don't reply and you do reply in like 3 days, it's so much more like personal. That's and a you're great just point. Like, oh my God, like I completely forgot to reply. Like, yeah.
The amount of messages I've started with that one. Oh my God, I totally forgot to reply. So, love, this theme of love, I wanted to stay on it for a couple more minutes because mm-hmm. you have so much to say about it.
I like to do relatable music. I like mm-hmm. it to be personal, but also relatable. I think, you know, us as human beings, we're not that unique. We do We're really not. We all feel the exact same feelings. Like every single one of us walking down the street is like, you can be in different situations in life, but the core emotions of like what you're going through, we've all felt them.
So true.
I think so. For sure. And then, you know, if someone listens to a song and they feel a certain way that I didn't feel when I wrote it or like sang it, there's no right or wrong in that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, for sure. No. But definitely like love is a very relatable feeling. That's also why you want to, when you're sad, sometimes you want to put on like a sad song.
Right.
Which is weird.
It is weird.
But it's also like, I'm not alone. Like, someone understands me.
Yes. Yes. I've heard they did a study.
When you're happy. Yeah? What did they say?
You're really sad or depressed, you put on kind of sad music. Mm-hmm. And that will be more comforting. Mm-hmm. Which kind of makes sense, right? It's like if you're watching a thriller and someone's like chopping someone's head off, but it's like playing like 80s pop music. Like it makes it 100 times creepier, you know what I mean? So if you're like so sad in the shower, but you're playing, like it just doesn't add up.
You're right. Yeah, that would be very weird.
It would be. I can't even imagine. I have had panic attacks and have gone into full psychosis over one, just doing one episode. Okay?
Right.
1 hour episode where I have to talk by myself. Okay.
That's hard.
Is it?
Like I know it is. Like, by yourself?
Girl.
That's very hard.
And like make that's a joke hard. And then just have to hear like, you're like staring at the wall and you're like,
like that was funny, right?
Anybody? But making the album, how many times did you like fall in and out of love with the album? Or were you in love mode the whole time?
No, it's hard because you just make so many songs, mm-hmm. like creating the album. But what I did this time was a little different from what I've done previously on my other albums. Like sometimes I just go into the studio and I do a song and I'm like, that was a great song. And then I put it on a song pile and I go and do the next session. I'm like, that was a great song. And I put it on a song pile and I just let it stack up. This time I was a bit more intentional and was like, ooh, I love that song. That's going on the album.
Okay, got
like,
it.
You know what I mean? And just started to build that album instead of just throwing all the songs on the song pile and then after it, try to like pick it out mm-hmm. and like what's going to come on the album. How am I going honestly, this time was also the most fun that I've had creating.
Ooh.
I loved it. I feel so calm about it. I feel so confident in it.
I can tell.
It was just like a good time. And also Rick Knowles, who I did a lot with, he expected a lot from me. Like he usually I come in to a session and I'm like, what's up? Like, let's vibe.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't really know what to do. Like, let's see what we got. And he was like, you're supposed to bring me titles or topics or like chords that you like or ID. Like,
and
he wanted me to
so
be prepared.
Much.
It really did, because he put a little pressure on me, but it also made me want to come in and feel prepared. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, I could say something and we would start here and we would end up somewhere completely different. But it would be nice to just feel like I'm going in here with like a purpose.
Totally.
And I'm not just, well, it is very chill. It is such like a like fun thing to do. Like you go in and you like rah, 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 you sing melodies and like put words on it. And then like creating a song is like magic. But
but just the creative process is
But it was very fun.
Yeah. It was well, I fun. Love that for you.
And it was also small rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Not like physically, but with people,
like,
you know.
Like intimate. Like there were a total of how many people?
I would say like three. Roughly. Like three, four.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been in sessions before where it's like me and like nine dudes.
And like all the friends are like smoking weed, like drinking,
like,
right?
You
like
know
watching
what I mean? And
you.
I'm like,
yeah, I don't think I would like that at
no,
all.
No, it's the worst. It is the worst. I just cannot work like that.
Yeah.
Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's five floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or a treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband, Art, and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers now, playing only in theaters. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
And I also feel like, what am I doing here? Like, mm-hmm. why am I?
Is this a show?
Yeah. No, it's the worst, honestly. And it was actually Rick who was like, yeah, no, I don't want any people in my studio. And I was like, maybe we should just be me, you, and maybe one other writer. Because also I feel like I wasn't that confident as a writer just starting out. Like, I wasn't. When I started my career, I didn't see myself as a writer. I'm like a performer first.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like I could really just do it by myself and like with a producer. And let me take up that space, because then when it's not like 10 voices in the room, I get to just, you know, hear my thoughts. And then I realized that the worst thing that could happen is someone saying like, maybe not that, but that's hard.
I can't.
I know. But you know what it is? I also figured out that you can say, yeah, maybe that.
Right.
Yeah, I like that.
You.
And yes. Then they'll be like, oh, but I don't. I'll be, but I do.
Yes. And that takes a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
And a lot of just like confidence in your
but
art.
I definitely found that in this process. And I don't think it would have been possible if I didn't feel like I walked into the room prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had like so many other people's opinion in the room.
Yep.
And maybe it's like in the combination with growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Combination with just writing more,
right?
You know, but practice. I remember in school, like I never, you know, when we did essays and papers, and the teacher would always be like, "Come to me when you are writing it, and we can look at it before you turn it in, before the actual date where it has to be finished, and we can like develop a yada yada yada." I would never, ever, ever do that. Like, I would never want to show anyone an unfinished piece of work, whatever it is.
Totally.
So when I started writing songs, I would be like in the corner and I would write like the whole song, right, like in silence by myself while everyone else was writing a whole different song. And I'll be like,
right,
I have the verse. But I would, it would be weird because they were like writing a whole verse together. And I'll be like, I have the verse.
You're like, it will come together. And then when you listen or read it, can you just do it with your eyes closed and like earbuds? And I don't want to be in the room because I don't want to see your reaction. Like
I'm going to record it and you all have to step aside, like step outside. And then you can hear it while I go outside. And, then and now I'm just kind of like, I've allowed myself to let people into that process where I'm actually not finished. It's just a thought floating in the air.
Totally.
And that's okay.
I've had to learn that a lot.
That's so scary, though.
Yeah.
To let people in on that. Because it's 100%. You're most vulnerable.
You're most vulnerable, and you know when something is, like, fresh and raw, it's...
Yeah. You don't really know, like, is this a good idea? Is it not?
You have no idea.
I don't know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And I get scared that someone's going to criticize it, but it's actually a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, I don't even know if I want to let them in on the process at this point, but you have to.
Yeah.
You have to. I feel like I should take a few pointers out of your book. But it sounds like Rick, what's his last name?
Rick Knowles. He's legend.
Is he like, have you been working with him?
No, first time.
So first time. So he's really helped kind of get you like.
Yeah, organized. I would definitely say so. I would. Or just, he just helped me like take up my space in the room as a writer.
Yes.
And he's very stubborn. And that's also one thing that I learned. Like, oh, you know, I could also be stubborn because I am. And like, I can stand up for myself. And like I said, even with things, or it would be the opposite. He would be like, I love this. And I'll be like, I don't.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be like, no, this is better. And I'll be like, it's not.
Yes.
And
he'll
be like, we're going to have this. And I'm like, it's my song.
Yeah.
Thank you. But
right? I love that. Yeah. You get the ultimate call.
Yeah.
But it's, there are certain people that you will meet and work with who will change the trajectory of your career forever. Because this fourth album, I seen it everywhere from people who have listened, and like the people on my team all listened to the album, and Liz over there, my assistant, huge fan, she even said like, you can really tell in this fourth album you're really coming into your own.
I hope so. I feel like I'm kind of peeling the onion a bit. You know, it's hard to do these different like eras or whatever. I feel like for me, I'm maybe just
eras.
But just like picking a theme of this specific like album cycle, or where I am in life, or, you know, like aesthetically what I want to portray in that. It's hard to like pick the vibe for the era. I think I'm just kind of like maybe going in deeper and deeper into like what do I like? Yeah. Who am I? And just finding out things about myself and how I like to work and how I like to write, and just kind of, peel the onion a bit more. Try for every album to get closer to that essence of like what that is. Because I don't know if I'll ever find it. And maybe I'll make like a super conceptual album next time, or maybe I'll be like super political, or maybe I'll find something. But this time was really just, it almost felt like I was making my first album again.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how like different and deep, and
it just felt like I felt super free. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was having fun. And me and Rick did speak about it in the beginning. Like, where are we taking this? Should we do a, should we do a concept album? Should it be about like, you know, one sound, or, you know, and that's just not me.
Mm-hmm.
Not right now, at least.
What do you mean by that? Like, you didn't want to keep it to one thing?
No. I wanted to just do whatever felt right now.
Yeah.
Today, like what felt right tomorrow, what mm-hmm. felt right, like very current, very right now. And the red thread to be my voice.
Yeah.
And like what I was feeling. And a lot is about love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, and I love that.
Love.
And love. Yeah. Live love. And then your next album will be, you know.
We'll see. But what's so fun about releasing an album is that it's like, I'm already working on the next one. I'm like, let's go. It's yes. so nice to release something and to feel like you can start something new.
Yeah.
I think that is how you would develop yourself. With right. just like making stuff, release them, and then you would make your next thing to prove that the stuff that you just released was like, not that it wasn't good, but that it's like, oh, I can't wait to make something better.
Mm.
And then make something better. And then make something better.
Right. Do you get super anxious?
I usually do.
When the album releases?
Yeah.
Do you go and read?
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are...
Obsessed.
And the people who are like, you know, there's always going to be haters.
Uh-huh.
Do you just like completely ignore that?
It depends on what day I'm on. How I feel.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I've really tried to just stay away from like Twitter or comments in general, because I think even if you are searching for, it's almost like a self-harm kind of attitude to yourself.
Because you kind of start looking
Because you're looking for like
it.
The negative stuff.
Yeah.
It's almost like you want to... your mind is like, see, if you're having a bad day, it's like, I told you, you fucking suck.
It's like the rose-colored glasses.
Yes.
You're gonna see what
yes.
you want to see.
And then if you look for that validation, I don't think that's healthy either. If you like want to look for like the, like, oh my God, am I good enough? Am I good enough? Like, give me the validation, give me the validation. So I just don't think whatever angle you're coming from, that it's real. Like, of course I care what my fans and the people who like me, what they think.
Yeah.
But it's hard to be like a confident person and then be super affected by what other people are saying. It's tricky. It's like there's also that human. I don't know. Like, why are would you do that? Do you do that?
Of course.
You know,
because you. I mean, you can't just not.
You're so curious too.
Yeah.
But I think
curious.
It really comes in waves, and definitely around like a release. Just like, what's up, guys? What's the temperature?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have, maybe I'll ask Vandala to do it for me now, but I would love to have like, you know, in Succession when.
I know every single.
Yeah. When he's like, what's the temperature? What are they like saying? What's the over? Whenever he
okay,
goes,
yes.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whenever Kendall's like said something and mm-hmm. he's like, what's the temperature online? Like, what are they saying?
Oh
what's
my
the
God, public opinion? Right. With his little
and they're like,
PR
oh,
team.
Doesn't look very good. Or yeah. it's like, oh, it's actually really positive.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I do have to give someone my phone and just be like, just give me the overall.
Right.
But I think that's so smart what you said is, if you're going there to get these like little hits of dopamine or mm-hmm. serotonin,
that's from what it is. Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
You're setting yourself up for not happy life, because it's not going to always be that way.
Yeah.
You know?
It is. It goes like this. It always does.
It always does. Yeah. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we just got really deep. You're like, yeah. babe, I don't think you know what deep is, but okay. I want to ask, are you friends with any of like the US pop girlies?
Not really. I don't go out.
Besides me.
Besides you. I don't like to go out.
Mm-hmm.
I do like people. I think I would have a good time, but certain, It's so funny because I had a little like mini party when I was in LA. I had a lot of friends who were there at the same time. And I had a friend from LA and she came up to me and she was like, oh my gosh, your friends are so nice. Like they all came up to me and they like shook my hand. And they're like, fuck, the bars in hell. Like that's LA. They'll be like, they're so nice. Like they were just like, nice to meet you. Like, how are you? And I was just shook. And I was like, wow, okay. You know, that's the standard.
I feel like your friend that went up to you.
Yeah.
Like I'll be like, am I getting punked right now when I'm in LA and like people are being genuine and nice?
Yeah, really?
Yes.
That's so funny. I remember going to like my first kind of like Hollywood party. And where I'm from, Swedish people, they're a bit shy and reserved, but you will go and shake people's hands. Like mm-hmm. when you step in a room, you would like, hello, nice to meet you.
Yes.
And people just don't really do that in LA. And I would just go around like a crazy person, like, hi, Zara, nice to meet you. Hello, hi, nice to meet you. This like LA mansion and people would be like,
right.
What is she
They're
doing?
They're like, okay, this girl hasn't been here before.
Yeah. But, love the pop girlies, though.
You do?
Yeah.
Who would be, like, your dream collab?
I love Ray. She's not, an LA pop girly, but she's a good friend of mine. I love Ray. I love...
Me.
You.
And you're going to
help. Yeah.
I'm actually transferring into music. That's why I have you here.
I love
I can't. I can't believe I have a voice coach and you don't.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, that is fucking crazy. But
are you coming to LA a lot?
I'm going in 2 days.
Oh, fun.
Will you be there?
No. I'll be there in March.
Girl, okay.
March, April.
I'm sure I'll be there.
Hit me up.
I'm sure. I will. Yeah.
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I'll be like, oh my God.
Who would you like to collaborate with?
Ooh, in terms of podcasting or just anyone?
Just like if you were like doing the best pop song ever.
Oh, best pop song.
I do like Tate McRae. I feel like we could do a mean choreo. You know?
I would have to say, not Lana Del Rey, Lady Gaga.
Love.
I mean, yeah. Icon.
Yeah.
Like,
icon.
I just. Icon. But that just popped. That was the first thing that came to mind. I'd have to think
pop
about
queen.
It. But she'll always be a pop queen.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a just we're gonna go rapid fire.
Okay, question. Boom.
And this is the difference between America versus Europe, which we just talked about a little bit. Mm-hmm. You shaking everyone's hand in LA, them being like, yeah. "What drug is she on?" Like, yeah. I don't get it. Imagine Argentina, where they do the double kiss. Yes. My mom would be running around doing that. They'd be like, "This lady needs to get kicked out of the party."
Security.
Yeah, security. Yeah. American versus European men. That's a very general question.
That's a very general.
What? In terms of hot?
I would probably say European.
Uh-huh. I agree.
Yeah.
I think they're hotter and I think they're more gentlemanlike. I do think they might cheat more. But European, that's like, I don't know if I can generalize.
From like Finland down to Portugal, like it's a wide, it's a variety of men.
So we're not
saying
European.
But just like an American.
That's true.
American men. I feel like there's a wide range of that as well.
That's very true. What about fashion?
European.
You like it better?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, girl. You can teach me. Party scene.
Europe.
Okay. Why is that?
I feel like people don't really... I mean, New York, where we're at right now, I feel like they can get down. They can dance.
They can.
But in general... Or like if it's like a... One time I was in Texas and I was doing that like line, like
stop. You were?
Yeah, that was amazing.
Do you have anything similar to that in Sweden? No.
Not really. Okay. But I like it when people dance. I like it when they're like, when they go out to party and not just be like stuck on the wall.
Yes. When they go out to not just like, I'm going to go into like a K-hole and like do kind of mean and lay here. Hopefully I don't get a panic attack. Right. You know?
Yeah, I want to see people, like, do other drugs that makes them dance.
Right. Thank you. Benadryl, for sure. Alcohol, like, whatever. But it's, like, it kind of seems... I don't really go out anymore either.
No. But it's also that... I mean, obviously, it's, like, Ibiza. There's, like, Mykonos. There's, like, I don't know. Like, Saint-Tropez. Like, there's so many, obviously, like, going out places in Europe. But in general, I would say people just dance a little bit more.
I would say so. I don't know why I was about to say they do. I mean, yeah, I've traveled and, like, gone to the party scenes and they actually will dance, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same
in South America, I would say.
Yes. Very similar. Very similar. Okay. Well, Zara, this has been incredible. I feel so fun. I could talk to you for another 48 hours. You're like, bye. I'm leaving.
This is so nice.
Thank you. Is there anything else about the album that you want to talk about?
I just think there's like something for everyone on there.
I agree.
Give it a good listen once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to go on tour.
Why you say once or twice? Yeah. Are you saying like just to give it a second chance or like to
just
get
like
second
give me streams? Yeah. Maybe like 3 or 4 or 5 times.
And subscribe and unsubscribe to the show and then subscribe. And then, that used to work. I'm not even joking.
Oh, is it?
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
That you would go in. Because usually when there's like a new podcast, like, oh, we're number one on like the podcast. It's like, yeah, because it's a new podcast.
Right. So there was like an influx of people going. I don't even know how it works anymore. Mm-hmm. All I know is you used to be able to like subscribe, unsubscribe, like, which is crazy.
Right. Well, yeah, just like turn it up.
Turn it up and listen to the lyrics.
Mm-hmm. And have a good time.
And have a great
or not.
And love.
And love.
You are very honest and just like blunt and real. And I fucking love it. It's like really refreshing. Has that ever gotten you in trouble?
Yeah.
Being so outspoken? Because you and I are very similar in that way.
But I don't. It's just who I am. Like, deal with it, honestly.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm probably going to say some shit in the future as well that I'm going to be like, oh, should have thought about that a couple of extra seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I'm kind of happy that that's like me. Yeah.
You're happy that that's you.
I'm not like a mysterious type of person. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm like, oh, how sexy, like Alexa Demi or like, like nobody knows what I think, like who I am.
Right.
It's just so not me.
I love that. You're like, this is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm very much like that too.
And sometimes I'm like, ooh, like I want to post so much on TikTok and I want to say what I think about things. And I'm like, ugh, but what about like, I want to be like a pop star. and not just like a TikTok influencer. And I'm scared. If I start, yapping.
Yep. You're going to blow up. We already know. Yap, you're going to blow up on TikTok. We already know.
But then it's like, hello, I do music.
Yes. 150%.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe.
Do you think it's the same for men too? Because I feel like it's for
women.
Who's
like a big yapper? Who's a man who does music?
Who does music? I thought we were going to say on TikTok. I'm like, I don't know.
You know.
I feel like all of them.
Really?
Maybe not. I have no idea. Jack Harlow. Just kidding. I'm probably saying that because he left me unread.
Love that.
By the way, it was to get you on speed enough not to suck your dick. So don't think you're that cool. But I do feel like...
He doesn't talk.
No, he doesn't, actually. As was demonstrated by the message. But I do think women are... People really try to put us in, like, boxes.
Box, true, true.
But I see what you're saying on TikTok.
I want to be everything. Because also, when you have a lot to say, like, it needs to be said.
Yeah. Have you had record labels be like, zip it? I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Why? And I mean,
sometimes they're like, take that shit down.
Like, it's not so much a zip it. Yeah. It's more of a, they give me like a cease and desist. And it's like, we will fucking sue you. Absolutely not.
Yeah. 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 Very much that.
But I like how unapologetic.
But they also love it. They do.
They do.
Yeah. Because it's like, it's who I am. And they know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like the same way dudes love the crazy. Like, guys love a girl who's a little bit woo-woo. Right.
Yeah.
You know? And they'll say they don't, but they do. Okay, Zara, you are incredible, incredible. Album Venus dropping
tomorrow.
Everyone go check it out. I'm obviously going to link it everywhere so you guys can go listen ASAP.
Thank you
so much. Salutes, bye.
Bye.